You might think of a gamer as the kind of person who plays, well, something like Call of Duty. But the gaming industry knows there's a new kind of gamer who plays stuff like Angry Birds. Here's a takeaway. 64% of the most popular smartphone apps are games. And out of just iPhone users, they play games 14.7 hours a month. That's a lot of dead pigs. Today at the E3 video game conference in LA, the big reveal is when Nintendo unveils more of its follow-up to the Wii, which has controllers that look suspiciously like little iPads. To talk more about the influence that mobile gaming has on the industry, we're joined by a mobile games designer and a mobile games fanatic. Zach Gage designed Spell Tower for the iPhone and iPad, and Jennifer Wagner is a mother and gamer who blogs about her experiences at Connect with Your Teens Through Pop Culture and Technology. And Jennifer, you got into games late in life, and it was through your kids, which is how I got into gaming as well. So tell me how that happened.
Well, my kids have been gamers since they were 3, 5 years old, I mean, very young. And I always believed that if you have interest in the things that your kids or teens do, you'll have better bonds with them. I got into gaming where I understand everything about gaming. I only play certain kind of games. I can't play a lot of the big games that they play. I don't play the shooting games. I play more the iPad and iPhone games, you know, lighter games. I'll do the Wii Sports. I'll do things like that. But it's hard when you don't grow up playing it. I still am not a great gamer, even though I enjoy it. It's hard to get used to.
Although, Zach, for you, this is your consumer here. This is very often a growing base of people. That's exactly who's buying a lot of the games.
Right. Well, especially now with Facebook and the iPhone, you know, there's a lot of older people on Facebook. And one of the real great strengths of touch on the iPhone is that most of the interactions that you're having are very direct. They're not kind of abstractly mediated through a controller. You know, you touch something to slice it, you touch something to grab it, you touch something to select it. It's a lot easier for a lot of people who aren't used to, you know, the older ways of interacting.
Where are the drawing lines, Zach? For example, I do own a Wii, but really the only thing I use it for now is the exercise programs. I really love the interactivity and the mobility, but that's almost the only thing that I use it for. So when someone's designing the game, do they keep these things in mind of what people use certain technologies for?
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, you really need to know your audience if you're going to be creating something for them. Most of when you're making a game, you want to create something that's going to kind of meet them halfway. It's sort of like a conversation, but you're not there having the conversation. The game's sort of acting as you. So when you have that conversation, you need to know where the other person is coming from. And so if they're on a mobile phone, they probably have like a minute to play the game. They are probably standing in line.
So it's shorter because they're just, you know, waiting in the doctor's office or something.
Exactly.
So, you know, let's say that we're talking about the Wii U, the new one that looks, they all look like little iPads. Would you buy something like that?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's actually going to be very good for families. My kids are older, so I don't know if I need it. I could see families using it because since you can actually, say your child is playing a game and you want them to, you know, time to go into their room, but they don't have to go to sleep yet. You know, you want them to do that. They can actually take the controller and use it to play the game separately. So I could see, or say you only share one TV and they can't use it now because, you know, somebody's watching something else, the kids could go off and take it and use it.
Zach, what do you think about that? I mean, it doesn't look like it's any more complicated than many of the remotes that I've seen, which I don't understand even remotely. But I wonder what you think this says about where people think the industry is going.
I think consoles are in a really tough spot right now, and they're going to be in a tough spot for a number of years.
We're talking about PlayStation.
PlayStation, Wii U, and Nintendo, everything. They're kind of hitting a really tough patch where they've been investing in the same types of games for a very long time, and they've been increasingly concentrating on the internet and making games that you play on your couch by yourself with people over the internet, as opposed to where it early started out, where you would play on your couch with someone next to you on your couch.
Right.
And Nintendo has put a lot of time into those kinds of games where you are actually with other people.
And Call of Duty is interactive. You play with other people.
Well, Call of Duty is interactive, but until the most recent version, you couldn't play with somebody sitting next to you. And I think there's a really big difference between playing a game with someone sitting next to you and playing a game over the internet. Because when you play a game with someone sitting next to you on your couch, you're designing a game for a living room context, for like a party or for fun. And that stuff is really important when you're measuring what you're doing against iPhones and PCs. Because really, playing a game sitting on the internet with a headset in, I could do that on my PC. And I could potentially, in the future, do something like that on my iPhone, although I probably wouldn't want to. But when you play a game like Mario Party or You Don't Know Jack on the Xbox or Wii Sports, you're playing a game with other people in the room with you, and that's something that's actually really hard to do on the iPhone. The iPhone, in some ways, you can do that, you know, if you have a bunch of people, but the iPhone's strengths are that you have it with you all the time, that you can take it out for a couple of seconds and play something. And
what do you think, Jennifer? Do you think that maybe the Wii U is the next step towards doing what Zach's talking about with your iPad? I mean, I can imagine at some point sitting down with your iPhone, and that becomes my Wii controller, right? I mean, how far are we from that?
It's hard to say. I mean, as long as you will be able to play games together. You know, a lot of the games still would have to be, they would have to start making completely new type of games, because even if they make it where you could, it could be a controller, your iPhone or iPad, right now all the games being made for it are really games where you just play
right.
by yourself. So they'd have to start making completely new type of games.
And I think that is, I mean, it does happen in some respects. I've heard stories of people playing my games sitting all around an iPad and working together on them. And I know that, like Apple, you can stream to the TV, so you can sit there with friends. But it's not the specific strength of the platform. The specific
right.
strength is having it in your pocket and having it whenever. And I think that Nintendo and Sony and, like, Nintendo, their idea to have the thing where you can take it and bring it into your room and continue playing the game, you can already do that on the iPhone, and you can take it to the supermarket and play the game.
Right.
So it's a lot harder to compete in those spaces.
That's Zach Gage, mobile games designer. He made Spell Tower for the iPhone and iPad. And Jennifer Wagner is a mother and a gamer who blogs about her experience at Connect with Your Teens through pop culture and technology. If you play games on your smartphone, we're wondering where. While you're waiting in line, while you're in bed, tell us by calling 8778-MYTAKE.